This is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Oaks.
And we're coming to you today with the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, but this week we've got two witnesses. And we're looking at the Hebrew language and the secrets in it. It's such a magnificent language. Even the letters themselves reveal God. The world was created in this language. The Holy Book is in this language. Every writer, even of the New Testament, they were Jews.
Yes.
And so there's something amazing about it. And Shelley, like with yourself, you didn't go to school and study Hebrew. But just by knowing the alphabet and by understanding some of the principles and some of the beauties of the... it blesses you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, you've got your Psalms, your Book of Psalms, and we've got... those are available, too. You can call us about them. We're not making them an offer this week. We are going to offer two special books. One of them that we're offering this week is Tongue of the Prophets. You know, when Israel, God brought Israel back home, he said every one of the prophets prophesied that he would come back. They would come back, and they prophesied in Hebrew.
Yes.
Well, they came back. They started coming back around the end of the 1800s, the 19th century, and they became a nation, 1948. They got Jerusalem back, 1967. And their language, you know, when they came back to Israel, somebody suggested that when the Jews came home that the national language be German. And there was one little man that would not stand for it, and his name was Eliezer ben Yehuda. And he had a Christian that was called alongside to help him, Robert St. John. And Robert St. John has written the book, Tongue of the Prophets, about Eliezer ben Yehuda. And he said, no, it's got to be Hebrew. Hebrew has to be our language. So for the first time in history, a language died. It didn't really die, though. They always studied the word in Hebrew. But they did not speak it on the streets. They didn't speak it in day-to-day life.
It wasn't a common man's
language. It wasn't. And he knew that for it to be, it had to be mother tongue. And it had to be a language of education. So to be a mother tongue, that means it's got to be the tongue that a person knows from the time they come from the mother's womb. And there was not a human on earth that had Hebrew for the mother tongue. So what did he do? You know the story, don't you, Shelley? He married a lady, and they lived in Israel, moved to Israel, and he decided that their baby was never going to speak anything but Hebrew. Oh, the people said, you're crazy. He would not allow even its own mother to speak to it in any other language but Hebrew. And she couldn't speak Hebrew. So she had a difficult time speaking to her own child because he would not allow it. He had to have someone whose mother tongue was Hebrew. And it's quite a story. Eventually she passed away and he married her sister who was very good with Hebrew. But it's the wonderful story of Eliezer ben Yehuda. It's Tongue of the Prophets, and the copies that we have, we bought years and years and years ago. I'm sure you can't get this book anymore for $15, but we're making it available to you for $15. And when we replace the ones we have now, I don't know what we'll have to pay for them. It's a thick book, good book, reads like a novel. You will love it. Tongue of the Prophets. We're also still offering The Secrets of Hebrew Words for $25 by Benjamin Bleck. Now, we're going to talk about some of those secrets. One of the secrets of Hebrew words is they grow from roots. Almost every word grows from a three-letter root. The roots are consonants. And reading you from another book, I don't know if we have this book or can get this book. Maybe you could find it. How the Hebrew Language Grew by Edward Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. And he explains in there, chapter 3. The Hebrew root has three consonants usually. I'm reading from his book. We now come to the central theme of all word building in Hebrew. It is the central rhythm of the whole vast, far-flung structure of the Hebrew language. And this is it. Practically all words in Hebrew go back to a root. And this root usually has three consonants. You can do anything you want to the root. You can use it in any verb form or tense. You can turn it to any one of 10 or 20 or more nouns. You can make it an adjective, an adverb, a preposition, or whatever you will. But now this, listen. No matter what you do, you will always see staring you in the face the three consonants of the root. You can never escape them. And equally important, no matter what you do with the root, no matter into what word you turn it, that word must carry in it something of the meaning of the root. This is the irresistible logic of all word building in Hebrew. It is by far the most important and most fundamental law of the Hebrew language, a root, and that root never loses its meaning. Now you're going to understand. I wrote an article. Did the angels miss it when they said that with the birth of the Lord, there would come peace on earth, goodwill toward men? Did they miss it? No.
Good question.
They did not. Because the answer lies in God's definition of peace. Man's definition of peace is often limited to the absence of war or conflict in the world or in someone's mind. But God's meaning of peace, like love, has length and breadth and depth and height. All of its manifold aspects are found in the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, and especially in its root, shalim. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, but it grows from the Hebrew root, shalim. The Hebrew root shalim means be whole, W-H-O-L-E, or complete. Or complete.
Exactly.
That's the meaning of the word shalim. And that would be, remember we said how in a family of words you can preach a whole Bible truth. And it works like looking at a wagon wheel. And at the center of that wagon wheel is the three-letter root. So we're going to look at the three-letter word, root. Shem, lamed, mem. Shen, lamed, shin, lamed, lamed, mem. If you've got your Psalm 119, you can find those letters because that's where the Hebrew alphabet is in your Bible, Psalm 119. So the root word is be whole or complete. Growing out from that word, we have our word for peace, shalom. The three Hebrew letters spelling shalem are shin, lamed, mem. And the four Hebrew letters spelling shalom are those same three letters with a vav. The vav is going to stand for the O sound. Shin, lamed, vav, mem. You can look in your Hebrew alphabet listing and find these letters. You say you don't have one? Yes, you do. You've got Psalm 119. And each verse, a group of verses, begins with a part of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, I am going to read to you again from our book by Horowitz, How the Hebrew Language Grew. The root word shalem means be whole or complete. Now, Horowitz is writing to Jewish people. And if you're in Israel and you greet someone today, you're going to say, Ma, that means what? Shalomcha, that's your peace. Ma shalomcha means what is your peace? So Horowitz writes, it probably never occurred to you, and it may faintly amuse you to know, that when someone says to you inquiringly, Ma shalomcha, what is your peace? He's actually asking you whether you are whole, complete, in one piece. They want assurance that no part of you, fingers, toes, legs, arms, etc., is missing or broken. The root meaning of our familiar greeting word shalom is shalem, whole or complete. If you're whole, you're probably well and at peace. It is interesting to note that the English greeting hail has the same meaning as shalom, namely being whole. When someone says hail in Old English, he's wishing that you are whole. And then can you guess that our word, hello, came from hail or be whole. Mm-hmm. Now, shalom is a greeting. And that wonderful Hebrew greeting one hears in the streets today of reborn Israel. It's the same greeting spoken in Israel in Bible times. And it means peace to you. The peace that comes from being whole. Just as old and just as modern is the question one asks upon meeting Mashlomcha. What is your peace? Is anything broken about you? Now, in the Bible, in Genesis 43, 26 through 28, this is the greeting of the people of the Bible. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present. This is Genesis 43, 26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. Now, that's the translation out of the English Bible. But in Hebrew, and your Bible may have this over there to the side, Joseph asked to the shalom of their father, what is the shalom of my father? They answered, shalom is to your servant, our father. Joseph inquired to the wholeness of his father and theirs, his health as well as his wealth. Exodus 18, 17. We'll look at that tomorrow. We're going to look at Old Testament greetings which said, Mashlomcha, what is your health?
Mm-hmm.
Mashlomcha, what is your wholeness? The cha on the end of it means you.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom cha. Ma is what? Ma shalom cha. What is your peace? They wanted to know if you were whole. So shalom, they all knew it. Shalom means the peace that comes from being whole. Whenever the Hebrews greeted each other in the Bible times, and whenever they greet each other on the streets today, they're wanting to know, is anything broken about you? Is your heart broken, your finger broken, your leg broken? Are you whole? And we're going to find out a deeper meaning it has, which even goes into our money. So you might want to order from us this week, The Secret of Hebrew Words, $25 plus shipping, The Tongue of the Prophets, the story of the rebirth of Hebrew as a language, a spoken language, miraculous story. You can get those by calling us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and Shelley Brim Oak saying to you, in its true meaning, shalom, behold, shalom.